Today, smokers all over the country are changing to Chesterfield, the first and only cigarette to name all its ingredients. Chesterfield tells you what it's made of, so you'll know what gives you the best possible smoke.
Sound off!
Sound off!
Sound off for Chesterfield!
Much milder with a better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield's the one to buy. Millions say they're satisfied.
Sound off
for Chesterfield!
Sound off
for Chesterfield!
Try a pack of Chesterfields and do it
today!
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee and Joe Venuti. Well, folks, in just 2 weeks, this program goes off the air for the summer so that we can take a vacation. Our master of ceremonies seems to be jumping the gun because here he is, approaching the microphone with a band of trout flies around his hat, a Leica camera around his neck, a fishing rod over his shoulder, a tape measure around his waist, and an outboard motor on his back. Here, then, dragging his canoe behind him, is the 1952 version of Huckleberry Finn, Bing Crosby.
Say it. Oh, boy. I'm back in the office here. Sounds like Huck has become highly mechanized, doesn't it?
Yes.
I want to tell you something, Ken. Any trout listening to this program from the state of Maine to the Pacific Northwest better head for the deep water.
You're going right out
I'm
after
I'm ready.
Man.
I got my cutty hunt.
Hey, that's quite an outfit you got on.
Like the ensemble?
Yes, but what are you wearing that tape measure around your waist for? To measure fish?
Of course not.
Well, why are you wearing the tape?
Hold my pants up.
My goodness, Bing. When you go on a fishing trip, don't you take a belt?
Only for snake bite.
Oh.
If I get nipped, I take a sip.
Well, good luck. I hope you get bit.
Cold. I may take a snake along just to start the cocktail hour, you know.
Say, Bing, are you taking Bob Hope on this fishing trip with you?
I use flies, not worms.
Well, I guess Bob couldn't go on a vacation with you anyhow, Bing, because I understand he's going to do broadcasts from both the Democratic and Republican conventions in Chicago.
Oh, boy, if those politicians think they're long-winded, wait till Rob gets on. I understand he's going to do a radio show and also a TV show from the conventions.
Oh,
is that true?
Works. When Hope is sweltering there in Chicago working conventions, where'll you be?
I'll be up at the ranch in Nevada branding my cattle.
That's wonderful. Oh, by the way, Bing, what is your brand?
I like Ike.
Oh, you're going to vote for Eisenhower?
Ken, I never make my politics public.
Well, yeah, but what about your brand? You said it was I Like Ike.
That's business. It just so happened I've rented space on the hindquarters of my cattle to the Republicans. It's on the left hip.
Ambling billboards.
Yes. Yep, the Democrats, they tried to make a deal with me for the front end of my cattle, but my steers refused to wear coonskin caps. They would not do it.
You can't blame a steer for not wanting a tail on both ends.
Of course. Poor things would be confused. They wouldn't know whether they're coming or going.
Who does? This is an election year, you know.
It's a hassle, isn't it?
But getting back to Hope, Bing, as hard as Bob has worked this year, I just can't understand him appearing at the conventions this summer.
Of course, I think the real reason Hope is hanging around the conventions this year is because he has presidential aspirations.
Think so?
Don't you know?
No.
Yes. He's hoping someone will write his name in on the ballot, you know.
Bob might make a pretty good president at that.
Oh, Ken, in these times, we don't need a pretty good president. We need a real good one.
Well, Bing, look, if... just a minute. If Bob were elected president, you'd be a cinch to be vice president.
Me? I'm not going to be veep to that creep.
And I just thought of something else. Hope could never be president of the United States. He was born in England. He's not eligible.
Well, then he's through politically. He'll never be king, I'll guarantee you. He's finished.
Well, naturally. Of course he can't be king. He doesn't have royal blood.
I'm not sure he has any. But can't enough of this political palaver. Let's buzz along to something in a lighter vein. Something like an opening selection, a song, huh? We got one here that might fill the bill. It's a jazzy thing. It's real, real crazy, called The Noodle and Rag.
That's a good one.
Terry Comer makes a whole cadilla out of this thing. John Scott, let's go. I love to hear a band of playing doodle doo doodle and do the noodle and ride.
Oh, the noodle and ride.
I love to keep my honey swaying doodle doo doodle and do the noodle and ride.
Oh, the noodle and ride.
Hear the happy rhythm. Who makes me happy with them? All night I shout to the leader, Mister, won't you play it again? I want to hear the clarinet go doodle doo doodle and do the noodle and rag.
We love the noodle and rag.
And when the trombone and the trumpet start to noodle along, yes, sir, my favorite song. Cause it makes my baby want to cuddle up closer, cause it never lets my feet dry. I love to hear the band is playing doodle doo doodle to the tune called the Noodle and Rag. We'll play the Noodle and Rag. I love the ever-loving noodle and rag. You hear the happy rhythm. Makes me happy with them. All night I shout to the leader, Mister, won't you play it again? I want to hear the clarinet go doodle doo doodle to the noodle and rag.
We love the noodle and rag.
And when the trombone and the trumpet start to noodle along, yes, sir, that's my favorite song. Cause it makes my baby want to cuddle up closer, cause it never lets my feet dry. I love to hear a band that's playing doodle-doo, doodle-doo, the tune called the noodling, doodle-doo, doodle-doodling, tune called the noodling, right. Pretty jazzy, huh? Friends, to show you why Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke, we've named all our ingredients, and we're the first and the only cigarette to do so. These ingredients are what make Chesterfield much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. And here they are, for every smoker to hear and to remember.
The right combination of the world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities. And Chesterfields are kept tasty and fresh with tried and tested moistening agents, costly glycerol, and pure sugars, which are natural to tobacco. Nothing else. These have been proven entirely safe for use in the mouth. And your Chesterfield is wrapped in cigarette paper of the highest purity.
Folks, those are the proven ingredients to give you the best possible smoke. So you can see why we're glad to name them. Ask your dealer for Chesterfields today. Here's a little pastoral jingle that you're going to swear came right out of Iowa or Kansas or some Middle Western section of the country, but my musical pundits, people who've made investigation, tell me that this thing started in South Africa. It comes from the veld down there.
Hey, hey, around the corner, beneath the berry tree. Hey, on the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emmy, looking for Emmy, looking for Emmy Lee.
Tonight all the folks will cut the corn.
Cut the corn.
Tonight I'll be glad that I was born.
I was born.
For my Emily I'll see. She'll be cutting corn with me. And we'll meet beneath the bitter berry tree. Hey, round the corner, beneath the berry tree. Hey, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily.
I'm looking for Emily tonight. All the stars are shining bright.
Shining bright.
Tonight all the cornfields are a sight.
Are a sight. I have reached the meeting spot, but my Emily has not. And I wonder, can it be that she forgot?
Hey, round the corner, beneath the berry tree.
Hey, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily.
I'm looking for Emily.
Tonight, as the moon begins to sink
and sink,
tonight, there are footsteps which I think will at last bring her to me, my beloved Emily. But I don't see why so late she has to be. Oh, Emily, why did you make me wait?
Make me wait.
I'm late, 'cause I had another date.
Another date.
It was plain for me to see she'd been keeping company with another boy beneath another tree.
Hey, round the corner,
look beneath the berry tree.
Hey, along the footpath beneath the bush, looking for Emily.
I'm looking for Emily.
I told Emily to go away.
Gone away.
But now I am sad she didn't stay.
She did not stay.
But tomorrow night if she comes a-looking round for me, I'll be sitting neath the bitter berry tree.
Hey, round the corner, beneath the berry tree. Hey, along the footpath behind the bush, looking for Emily, looking for Emily, looking for Emily, looking for Emily.
Isn't that a busy thing? Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present a charming young lady, a very dear friend of mine, fine vocalist. I'm not sure if she isn't the finest young lady vocalist we have in this business. She's the star of her own show for Oldsmobile over CBS. We call her the Sophisticate from North Dakota, Miss Peggy Lee.
Thank you, Bing, but I'm not really a sophisticate.
You're not.
Farm girl.
Well, for a girl who just rode in on a load of hay, you sure got a fancy dress on. And that hat is a nephew nabber, too. What I meant, Peggy, was that you sing rather soulful, sophisticated songs, and with a great deal of feeling, I might add.
Thank you. Bing, did you hear my new Decca record of Lover?
Yes, and believe me, I never heard no singing like that around a butter churn, but...
Well, Bing, when you sing nowadays, you're supposed to really live it.
Really?
Let the world know what your problem is.
I got no problem. Everything's fine.
Well, you should see a psychiatrist.
I'm not ready to lie down yet.
Well, what I'm getting at, Bing,
what
is
what do you
that,
mean? I don't dig this.
Well, I mean that when you're singing a modern song, you should get upset.
You should?
Become violent and tear yourself to shreds while you're singing.
Lady, I have enough trouble remembering the words. Can't throw a breakdown.
Oh, well, who cares about the words? The public doesn't want words. It wants wild, weird sounds.
I must do my next recording in a slaughterhouse, I guess. I'll call Cudahy's right away.
Oh, that would be divine.
Bovine, too. Peg, I refuse to work myself into a frenzy. I'm just not going to blow these wig flippers and top blowers. I refuse.
I know. I read in Quick Magazine a couple of weeks ago that you and Perry Como still toss off a song with supreme nonchalance.
Supreme nonchalance? Is that what we do?
Yes. The lyrics you sing may tell of heartbreak, but you and Perry have your minds on other things while you sing them.
That's right. I have my mind on Perry, and he's got his mind on me.
Well, anyhow, the article in Quick pointed out that you and Como are in complete contrast to the new soul-struck school of singers which suffers with loud and extravagant laments for lost and unobtainable sweethearts.
Well, Peggy, if a girl has tied the can on you or given you the gator blown town, what's the use of hollering about her?
Well, maybe if you holler loud enough, she'll come back.
It's only a song. Who needs her?
I mean, then you don't care to suffer.
Why should I suffer? I like to sing.
Well, I like to sing, too.
Well, what's your selection tonight, Peg?
Well, I just thought I might do Lover.
Oh, this has a good deal of a new sound in it, folks. I hope Como's listening. It may wake him up a little. Go ahead, Peggy.
When two lips
Can't cut it. I haven't lived, I guess. Peg, how about that duet we were going to do on the song that we recorded recently for Decca, number I-567812, Watermelon Weather. You remember that?
Yeah, okay, Big.
Don't look for any new sound in this selection, folks. This is a nice old-fashioned, easy-going tune written by Hoagy Carmichael, who's a nice old-fashioned, easy-going boy from Indiana. Logansport, I think. Paul Webster wrote the lyrics, and a very fine lyric. Logansport people here. Mr. Trotter, let's head for the watermelon patch and plug this tune, huh?
It's watermelon weather. That summer kind of weather. When people get together and sing.
It's the time of year the stars seem to dance with laughter.
And the moon so big and bright it can hardly climb, bright as a dime.
So why don't you meander to your best girl's veranda and sort of kind of hand her the ring?
Yes, it's the sweetheart kissing season, and all the words in rhyme.
When it's watermelon, sweet love-telling time.
It's watermelon weather, that summer kind of weather, when people get together and sing. It's the time of year the stars seem to dance with laughter.
And the moon so big and bright, it can hardly climb, bright as a dime.
So why don't you meander to your best girl's veranda and kind of sort of hand her
Yes, it's the sweetheart kissing season, and all the words in rhyme. When it's watermelon, sweet love telling time. Telling time. Love telling time.
Now, folks, I would like to present one of our great jazz violinists, also the inventor of the new Italian meatball, which contains chlorophyll. Signor Giuseppe Venuti.
Is this the place?
This is the place, Joe. Folks, I'd like to announce right here that Mr. Venuti appears with us through the courtesy of Pietro's Pizza Palace.
Say, Bing, I no work no more at a Pietro's Pizza Palace.
Where are you now?
Me and my band, we play in the San Fernando Road. The chef is in. The chef is in.
They got good steaks there?
Yeah, we got a charcoal broiled New York steak.
Yeah.
We got a charcoal broiled salami steak.
Yeah.
We also got a steak with a I Like Ike. Burnt right into it.
Must be using some of my meat out there.
And even all of the ketchup bottles, you got a little coon skinny caps on the side.
Well, that takes care of both parties.
The parties, well, we have all the specials.
At least.
I'm a little better than
Luigi. What are you going to fiddle for us, Joe? Last week you did an original tune of yours called Wild Cat. What are you going to do tonight?
Tonight we're going to do an ode to a wild shepherd dog. Ow, ow, ow. Wait now for the play. We're making the sight this way.
I think our show is just that establishes a new high for this show in descriptive music. That's real wild. You know, you get out of a cigarette just as much as the manufacturer puts into it. You get out of a Chesterfield a smoke that's much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste and no unpleasant aftertaste. That's because down in Richmond and Durham, they put into Chesterfields only the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
Say, Bing, I can vouch for that. I've just been to Durham, and I've seen the Chesterfield factories firsthand. seen how they take the best tobaccos and pure moistening agents and wrap them up in pure white cigarette paper. It's easy to see. Chesterfield uses only the ingredients that give you the best possible smoke.
Research backs that up, Peg, and Chesterfield Research Laboratories are the newest and the best in the business.
And Chesterfields are made in the newest and most modern cigarette factories, right, Peg?
Right you are, Ken. Bright, new, and clean.
There you have it, folks. The best ingredients backed up by the best manufacturer and the best research. That's what's in a Chesterfield for you. That's why you should change to Chesterfield today.
Bing, as a Chesterfield smoker myself, I back that up 100%.
Well, then, come on, Peg. Let's give the folks some good advice with a little musical backing.
Follow the lead of Peggy Lee. Smoke the one that gives all three.
Mildness with the better taste and no unpleasant aftertaste.
Sound off
for Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield.
Ask your dealer for Chesterfield and do it
today.
Hey, sound off.
In clover, the night I looked at you, I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I've never known. You smiled and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven.
Thank you very much. That was At Last, sung with supreme nonchalance, and I quote from Quick. That's our closer, and thanks to Peggy Lee and Joe Venuti for being with us this evening. Hope to see you next week, and remember, friends, Chesterfield names all its ingredients, so you'll know what makes Chesterfield much milder. With an extraordinarily good taste, and most important, no unpleasant aftertaste. The authority for that is the well-known research organization. So sound off for Chesterfield, friends, and ask your dealer for Chesterfield today.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guest, Miss Peggy Lee.